Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the B2B Pipeline Pioneer Show with your favorite guest host, Ariana Shannon, Brand Marketing Director here at Sales Intel. This show is dedicated to helping teams build a winning pipeline because we at Sales Intel believe that building a pipeline is a team sport. It's not just for the BDRs. It's not just for marketing or sales or product or whoever you have in your organization. It's everyone working together towards a common goal. It takes a village, literally, to build pipeline and make your funnel work. Today, I'm joined by Josh Bailey, VP of Community at Sailboat. Josh, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm super excited to jump into it.
No, I'm glad that you're here. To kick things off, let's learn a little bit more about you. Give us 60 seconds on how your role contributes to pipeline generation.
Yeah, of course. So I am the VP of Community here at Sailboat, our mother company, Overpass, which I was also working with building in the last 3 years and the marketing side of things. So a lot of experience from building that startup to Sailboat, which we had just launched our MVP, focused a lot on community and how we build those relationships with people to create an evangelist internally and externally. And really drive relationships that build a strong pipeline in that way.
Gotcha. So leveraging all of the networks, I'm kind of excited to see what you're going to talk about in your experiments, but let's not get ahead of ourselves, Josh. Let's start with the first question. What was your biggest pipeline challenge or pitfall in 2023? We know it was a challenger year for many organizations. How are you challenged?
Yeah, I really think that, our biggest challenge, I'm going to say a couple of things here. One would be getting quality leads. I really think that being able to qualify those leads as well and knowing who your persona is, overall, that was difficult because over time, our idea of what the company was going to be or what direction we were going to go would change. So getting quality leads by qualifying them from the start was always a problem. And then leading to obviously high churn because those leads wouldn't follow through to, you know, stick with us for months or years like we would want them to due to them not being quality or qualified from the start. When there were problems into that, we would have to see a lot of pole handing or handholding, and that became an issue because it's like, okay, we just want to qualify people because we want to get business. No, it shouldn't be that way. It should be, we should be bringing on the right people, the right customers, have a direct view and vision of their ICP that we want to be targeting, and then bring those people on so that we can nurture those relationships and create for the pipeline.
No, that's so important. And I'm glad that you recognize it. Well, it's, we didn't have quality leads. Well, why didn't we have quality leads? Because we kept changing the direction of what this was going to be. And then that changes obviously who you're targeting in your ICP and what is a quality lead. So did you ever get that sorted? Are you now feel like you're on a path where you know who your ICP is and you've kind of got things to settle down a bit?
Yeah, no, great question. I really think that a lot of companies don't have a real view of who their target persona is to the T, I would say, like in the sense of obviously from a demographics level, sure, you have some insights. But, you know, who is that person when you're targeting them through content? What is that person like and dislike? There's so much more that goes into it. And I think they're all continuing to learn. That said, yeah, we did lock it in very well. And that allowed us to move forward and build a new product, which is Sailboat. And as we jump into this new product that we're building, a new tool we're building for sales leaders, we know what to be focused on and how to do it in a lean effort and a lean way because of the mistakes, and not even just the mistakes, but just the learnings we've gathered.
Gotcha. So then all those challenges, turbulent ICP targeting, which led to a lot of pipeline challenges that you had mentioned. Now let's look ahead into 2024. What are you doing now that's like your big experiment? What are you doing to try to drive pipeline this year?
Yeah. So being part of community, I definitely think like the go-to network is a go to network is like the best way to drive a strong pipeline. I take this a lot from ComStor, and Matt Grennan talks a lot about this. And you know, when it comes to the go to network standpoint, it's like, hey, you're actually creating relationships with people that you're able to nurture over time, open doors to more people. You're creating like evangelists for your company that can talk about, one, how communicative and how great of a person you are, and which allows other people to trust you and you gain that credibility, and two, how great of an idea you have for your product, or you know, the direction you have for your product as you build. I think that our biggest focus from a community aspect is really just learning from people as we build our MVP, because we want to build the product the right way. So as we drive pipeline, it's going to be a lot of focus on nurturing relationships and creating friendships and opening those doors. And the biggest thing here is to create those relationships in a way where you're not expecting something, because when you expect something, it turns into a sell. And it's literally just like you meet someone at a bar, making a friend and seeing where it goes.
So, and I love where you're pulling the attention there of it's, we're building partnerships and community without the expectation of something in return. But can you give me an example of how you're doing that, what that looks like, and how it actually benefits you in the long run?
Yeah, of course. So how we're doing that right now, our focus channel is on LinkedIn, for example, creating internal brand evangelists and also launching a very innovative influencer program that we just put out with Josh Norris. Shout out to him for coming in with a great idea. So how we're doing it is really just building in public in a way where we want people to share the good and bad about our product, because we don't want to be fake and say, hey, everything's perfect behind the scenes. We're building something, we're being honest about it, and we want people to know what we're doing, so we can have that real connection with them. And as we build, I guess, and how it contributes to pipeline, is because people become curious. When you can get the message out in a real way, in a way where you become credible, because as you build a new product, like, how are you known as an SME in that space? You're brand new. You're not known as an SME in that space. So you're building a product, you're putting out the content, you're targeting the right people, you're connecting with the right people over time, you're showing support by providing value to that audience, and also reaching out from like a community aspect to ask how you can help them or their team. And you create people on the team as well that turn into creators who also will do the same and help people grow in their company and their role, which allows them to gain trust, see our content, support us, and they also spread the word. It's that idea of you speak to one person, they speak to 10 people. Those 10 people speak to 100 people. So spreading out that way, which is allowing people to come and sign up with us and actually utilize our product because they heard about us through someone else.
So really focusing on building advocates.
100% advocates. We don't have a ton of people on our marketing team. So creating advocacy through, you know, the right people that are active on LinkedIn, for example, in our case, right? So yeah, creating advocates through the active people.
No, it's awesome. Okay. Thanks for taking a little bit of a deeper dive with us there, because we always hear, hey, we want to focus on community. We want to build it through community. But how do you actually do that? So thank you for taking a minute to explain that to our listeners. But now let's switch gears a little. Let's go into everyone's favorite exercise, the 100 pennies game. So let me get my screen share up here and we'll ask
no
you
problem.
Your pennies. Josh, where are you spending your pennies?
Yeah, so there's a lot of great things here. I'm as a community leader, I'm going to obviously invest a good amount in community. So I'm gonna invest 60. So sorry, 10 pennies, correct? So six of those pennies are gonna go into community right away.
Awesome. So yeah, and also let me do a little recap here. We've got 100 pennies for Josh to spend in 10 cent increments in a variety of channels, and you're putting in six into community.
sticks in the community, believe it or not. Most people, can't jump into community because you can't attribute it as well as other things. But some things you just have to jump into with knowing that they're going to work because you've done it yourself. And
All right.
you've seen what happens.
Big bet on community. All right. Now, with your 40 cents left, are you going to go big into another channel or are you going to spread the love?
I'm gonna actually put, because I feel like community and partnerships go hand in hand, I'm gonna put two in partnerships. That's part of the community aspect. And the two in partnerships is definitely because when you build that community, you get a lot of people reaching out to you and asking you to partner and collab and be affiliates or whatever the case may be, depending on how far of a stage you are in your business. So I'm definitely gonna put a couple of partnerships there. And then I have two left. So in my last two, I'm going to put both of them into customer-led growth. Now, I really believe it's important that when you build a community, you bring on the right people, you create a great large space where people know your product, they trust you, you have the credibility in the space, and you have the partnerships that go along with it that will create the right people who also become evangelists for your product and will help spread the word. And then you have the customer-led growth. So with the customer-led growth side of things, when the evangelists spread the word, the community spreads the word, you gain customers. The people that are coming through as customers will spread the word about your company. And a lot of salespeople might know this, but 60% of your sales is usually referral based. So when you can nurture the right relationship with the customer, then you can bring on even more customers. So that's where my pennies would go. I wish I had more, don't get me wrong. And as a marketer, I would definitely, talk more about content. But when it comes to community and partnerships and customer-led growth, I think those are the top three for me.
Yeah, and I wish I had more pennies. Me too, Josh. Me too. I think that's everybody right now. We wish if we had just 10 more pennies, we could try this new experiment over here. But we've got all of your pennies spent. You've got 60 in community. I think you've put the most into community out of any of our pioneers thus far. 20 into partnership, and then 20 into customers. Now let's see where this stacks up against our community results. All right, Josh. So what you're seeing now is the community where they decided to spend their pennies. Surprise, overwhelming amount in sales. Next is marketing. So some traditional channels, go figure. Now let's take a look where yours are here. So you're in the orange. So tell me what you're thinking when you're looking at this graph here. What comes to mind?
You know what? Something big comes to mind here, and it's a traditional mindset of what people would invest in, based off of like past trends. I really think that there is, a new space when it comes to community building and partnerships and like the customer-led growth side of things. When you can do it the right way, building in public the right way. That said, I'm not surprised to see sales take the lead, because of the traditional mindset of, we got to do things this way because it's always worked this way in the past. I'm a believer in taking risks, and also I've also seen it work hand in hand. So that's exactly, I'm okay with my choices. I'm happy about it, and I'm invested.
Awesome. Yes, those calculated risks of, hey, what we've been seeing last year obviously wasn't working for a lot of organizations. Let's try something new. So thanks for sharing and for going big into community. I am excited to see where your bets land this year.
Yeah, thank you so much. Very excited as well. And one thing to take into consideration here as you build community is just you got to be patient. A lot of people want to see the turnaround, and that's the traditional mindset right now. If it doesn't lead to revenue tomorrow, then we're not spending time or effort on it. but sometimes you can't always see it lead to revenue until later down the road, and you have to take that risk and sometimes really just be patient.
Can we get that as a soundbite? Building community and brand takes time. Yes, you don't just talk to one person and then immediately close the deal. It's not how that works. Thank you. Sorry.
For saying,
Also on the brand side, also feel like that's a very important conversation for marketing leaders to also continue to have. So thank you for calling attention to that as we wrap things up today.
Of course. Thank you so much.